both of these men are egotistical maniacs. Everybody knows that.
Is this on?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Writer and the Fighter. I am your co-host, David Golden from Oregon Sports News, joined, as always, by my main man, Jake the Half-Black Attack Smith from Bellator MMA. What up, dude?
What's cracking?
Oh, you know, just fucking breaking shit over here.
Yeah, we had some difficulties getting started, but we're here, so hopefully it sounds all right for everybody. If it doesn't, well, next week will be better.
So. Yeah, sorry. I updated my computer and it just freaked my microphone situation out, so we'll see how that works out later.
I think it'll be fine, but anyways, so let's jump into some mixed martial arts,
some stuffs,
man.
A lot of weird shit happened this weekend, or this past weekend, I should say.
Yeah, there's a few things.
You had you had that weird card from the UFC that was in Beijing.
Yeah.
I just woke up and went on Twitter. Didn't realize it happened like in the middle of the night, apparently.
Yeah, everything was done, but like, because I remember waking up like at like 4 or 5 in the morning and already it was like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah is one. And, you know, Alistair Overeem. And I'm like, oh, shit. All right. I went way under the radar.
Yeah, totally. It was really weird. And actually, I ended up watching a few of the fights, and the card wasn't that bad. I just didn't realize that it was happening at like 5 a.m. or 3 a.m. or whenever the hell that shit went happen. Like, it all went down at a weird hour.
Yeah, I don't support the UFC really, so I don't I don't have UFC Fight Pass, so skip that event.
Yeah. Well,
but I did read who won and stuff.
Yeah, well, Francis Ngannou knocked out Curtis Blaydes.
Yeah, which you know what? I'm actually surprised. I actually had I thought Curtis Blaydes was going to beat him because their first fight, you know, I thought the fight was stopped a little early just because his eye was swollen, which I get. Mm-hmm. But Curtis was winning that fight.
Yeah, but his eye was fucked up.
It was. But he, I mean, you don't think he could have lasted 5 minutes?
Oh, I think he definitely could have lasted. But was he? Did he have zero vision in his one eye? Definitely.
Who knows? I mean, he knows.
But he couldn't even pretend like he could see out of it. Yeah. There's no seeing out of that eye.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, still.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Go on your shield, you know.
Yeah, no, and he would have wanted to keep fighting, obviously. Yeah. But round two comes back or version two, mm-hmm. and Ngannou just lands those heavy hands. Yeah. And I know Curtis Blaydes kind of tried to protest and say, oh, it was early, like even in this fight. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, he was so done. Yeah, man, it was not good. And if the ref didn't stop it, he would have just continued to be a punching bag.
Yeah,
it wasn't great, but you know, I mean, it's good for Ngannou. I mean, that's exactly what he needed to get a win, something fierce.
And then we had Overeem versus some newcomer, and then Overeem, you know, smashed him, grounded pound, knocked him out.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, it's kind of, Overeem's interesting, man, because it's like he was on top of the sport, you know, he's this pinnacle and he's this amazing athlete and stuff, but then he just has these like random dips. Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like the UFC is at a weird point with him, and they're paying him like fucking a crazy amount, more money than I think he makes like $800,000 a fight or something.
Something. He makes a lot of money, but
and he's never had the belt.
You know, no. It's crazy. No. Yeah. He's never had the belt. He's been close.
Yeah. I mean, he had the Stipe fight. He almost got him there, but then you know he got mm-hmm. caught. He just doesn't have a chin, man. So I don't really know what's next for him. I mean,
That's the thing you need the most in the heavyweight division. You need a chin. Like, if you're going to have anything, you got to have a chin, right? Like, that's
he was getting
number
knocked
one.
Out at 205, you know? It's something he just doesn't have.
He's been knocked out so many times. It's that's the other thing in his crazy. Losses. Like, so he's got a TKO to Curtis Blaydes. He lost by knockout to Francis Ngannou. He lost by knockout to Stipe. His loss before that, TKO to Ben Rothwell. His loss before that, knockout from Travis Brown. His loss before that, knockout from Antonio Silva. But before that, he went on a tear.
He had a tear, but he was on all the juice.
All of the juice. And then you go back even before that. Right before he won the Strikeforce Heavyweight Championship, mm-hmm. he lost to Sergey Karatanov by knockout.
Yeah.
Lost before that, Shogun knocks him out. You know, I mean, it's just knockout, man. His corner stopped the fight against one of the Nogueras. Like,
that's not even considering his kickboxing knockouts too. I mean,
yep,
this dude's brain's gonna be very interesting to watch what happens. So either all the juice that he's been on is fucking top notch and it's regenerating some brain cells or something. But he's the guy that, you know, I think later on we're gonna go, oh shit.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how it goes.
Because he seems fine right now.
Dude,
I mean,
he seems so smart. He seems like a really bright dude. So when people talk to him, like, I'm just like, how do you sound so coherent? You've been knocked out so many times.
Been knocked out like 15 times. Chuck Liddell
at least
has been knocked out what, 4 or 5 times, and he's fucking done. You know, it's like it's just the human body, man. It's just interesting.
But you think about Chuck Liddell, then you think about Alistair Overeem. Chuck Liddell is like a party animal, right? Like he's known for being a party animal. He's known for like drinking and getting, you know. And
I do remember the whole coke thing. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I know personally, like I know people who have told me about Chuck Liddell at parties, and so I'm like, trying to get people to do blow off his girlfriend's tits and stuff. Like,
what?
Yeah, man. And so that's
that's the sweetest.
That's insane. But that's awesome. Chuck Liddell. Like that's Chuck Liddell. He's a party animal. He's a maniac. Like I don't expect that he's in like tip top shape compared to Alistair Overeem, who's got like doctors hooking him up to machines. And I mean, he's really like. He's an animal, man. He just it's crazy. I mean, the way they hulked him out when everyone was calling him Uberim and he was so big and just like, well, you know, there's,
I
mean, a great,
that's the reason why I call myself Uber Smitty, is because of Uberim. I was like, oh, that's my dude. You know?
there's a great video of the weigh-ins for when he fought Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, was the what's her name, right?
Yeah,
she's
like, wow. One of the Octagon girls, she's like staring at him like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Man, he was so big.
Yeah, it still owes me a shirt, but
yeah, he'll pay up one day.
Yeah, you know,
when the podcast blows up, he's gonna come back and be like, oh, I do owe that guy a shirt.
Oh, that fucking guy. Yeah, I remember him.
Your next fight, that's what you have to say in your thing. And you know, Alistair Overeem owes me a t-shirt.
Yeah, that guy from the other company, his name's Alistair Overeem.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. The announcers for Bellator talk about the UFC enough. I'm sure.
I know, dude. That
makes one guy,
that
be
makes
okay.
Me so mad. It's like, come on, guys, stop.
You know, it makes me mad. So I love Mike Goldberg just because he's like so kitschy and just, you know, not great. There's just something about it that I love. But they somebody thinks it's so funny. I can't remember who he's partnered up with when they think this is so funny. It's Big John. He'll say, and the rest is virtually identical. And now he says that it's a joke with Big John, even when it's not virtually identical. It's not like 51. Your reach is not 60 inches and 60 inches.
Yeah.
Like it's not, you know what I mean? The I don't know. It's kind of annoying. He just does it all the time now.
Yeah,
he thinks it's funny.
Yeah, he has those weird little catchphrases.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been seeing a lot of people complain about John McCarthy.
I don't like him.
Really? Yep. I don't have a problem with him.
Oh, I have many a problem with him.
What?
Like, so he'll say things, like I've said before, he'll say things that are like this is a fact when it's not. Like you can't make a statement of fact when it's your opinion. You know what I mean? Like the way he says it is, this is the way this happens, and that's why it goes this way. And it's like, no. That's not correct. Like he talks about the way people score fights.
Oh, yeah.
And we all know you can teach 20 judges the rules the same way, and they're not all going to score the fight the exact same way. And even if you tell them this is the criteria, that's not the criteria they're going to use every time. It's just not. Like we've all been there. Like anyone who's been to a fight and has been cage side or has sat next to a judge, like if you've been fortunate enough to do that or talk to them about their scoring, like to hear what goes into some of their brains is pretty interesting. That there are some judges in Oregon who will talk to you and let you know. Yeah. There are other ones who won't say a fucking word to you, and you're like, it's interesting. I wonder what you're thinking, you know. But
well, to be fair to Big John, I mean, you gotta. I don't think he's saying, like, I think he's saying this is what it's supposed to be.
No, of course. But that's just one instance. Yeah. That's just the one that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'll have
but
to
when
pay
I
attention.
Watch, I'd have I to go pay this. Attention and, like, yeah. write him down. But there are many things he said that I don't like.
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
I'm happy for him. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that he's doing that. I'm sure he's making much better money than he was refereeing. Like, there's no question about that, you know. So
yeah, I don't mind it. I just, you know. But I just,
there are worse.
Exactly. That's the point. Like, there's so many more annoying, I think, like commentary teams. Like, you know, me and you both agree, Dominic Cruz and Joe Rogan. Like, I don't think they should be together. Like, never. It's so combative. It's fucking annoying.
Dominic Cruz shouldn't be doing commentary ever.
He's just like, it's he knows this and that. And then if you say anything trying to highlight something that might be the opposite, he's like, he'll fuck it. Yeah, he just
likes to argue, man.
It's an alpha thing. He's
wants to win.
Yep. Ultimate winner.
He's mad Team Alpha Male called themselves that before he did, because that's what he wanted to call his team, I'm sure.
Yeah, something probably stupid. Yeah.
Like, it's so ridiculous.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
We kind of got off track.
It's okay. It's good to get off track.
Well, anyways, I don't know who else really fought on the UFC Fight Pass. Anyone worth a fuck?
Yeah. There were some good fights on there. Let me pull it up real quick here. There was a fight. There was a fight on there between two ladies. One was a Chinese lady. I don't know how to say her name. It's Zhang Weili, maybe. It's Jake almost just exploded the chair he was in.
Stretching backwards, and the fucking chair completely collapsed on me.
Sorry, man.
That was scary as fuck. My life just flashed before my eyes. Sorry, continue.
Jake nearly fell 2.5 feet to the ground.
Anyway. As soon as I get healthy, I get hurt again.
Anyway, this is a strawweight fight, and this girl has no Wikipedia page. Her name is like Zhang Weili, I think is how you would... Zhangwelli. I don't know how you pronounce that. Or Weili. Yeah, that's what it is. Just call it
change it.
Anyway, she's fighting Jessica Aguilar, who's been kind of a flop in the UFC. But man, she went out there and delivered some of the most brutal ground and pound I have seen from a small fighter. Really? So she fights a strawweight, and she was putting it on Jessica Aguilar. Yeah. Cut her all up. Her elbows were nasty, like short, heavy elbows. I think she's something like 18-1 or 19-1. I think, like, realistically, a real competitor coming over from China. You don't see that a lot, because they tried to sell us on that guy Jing Lang, and he's been okay, but this girl, she looked legit, man. Yeah. She tore through Jessica Aguilar. It was bad news. And then finishes the fight with an armbar. It was real nice. Like it was real nice. That fight stood out to me the most. Vince Morales fought. I guess that's Ricky's cousin.
Yeah, Vince.
He did not win.
Nope, sure didn't. Wasn't going to bring it up.
No. Well, I brought it up. It's what happens. If you fight and you lose, you're going to get mentioned sometimes.
Cool.
But
good. That's good to know.
Yeah, well, then we'll be sure not to mention anything if anybody else loses. No. We're talking about people losing. It happens. Oh, and Luis Smolko made his return to the UFC.
Yeah.
And he had a good fight. So nice to see him back, work his way back into the UFC. I always respect guys who do that. You get cut, go off, get some wins, and come back. I mean, even if it's not the UFC, say it was Bellator and you went and fought somewhere else. I like that kind of thing. I like it shows a lot of heart, shows a lot of tenacity for guys. And Luis Smolko looked good, man. He pulled off a pretty decent armbar, had a couple other good submission attempts. He got hit a lot.
Oh, really?
Well, he was going for takedowns, like really heavy, like trying to wrestle, and was just getting popped in the face quite a bit as he was going for takedowns. But man, it was a decent fight. And those were really the highlights.
Right on.
I would say, besides the Overeem fight, and then obviously Ngannou and Blades, that was good.
Cool.
But there was a fight this weekend that happened.
There's a better card out there. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but
better card, huh?
A way better card.
Yeah. Who put that card on?
Oscar De La Hoya himself coming into MMA, and I think, hey, the more competition, the better, right? The more avenues for fighters. I'm all for it. It was a great main event. We had Chuck Liddell versus Tito Ortiz 3, and it was it was quite the war that everyone thought it would be. You know, it was this back and forth battle, and these two old men just proving everyone that they're not old and they can just come out here and still hang and show their real athleticism out there. And it was great. You know, just want to say that I'm glad that Oscar he put this fight together. Someone had to, like, it needed to be done. You know, because there were some questions that needed to be, you know, that needed to be resolved, and I feel like we got them resolved. And
yeah, you know, the most important question to me was like, when would one guy who's almost 50 get knocked out by one guy who's just over 40?
Yeah, yeah,
that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. What I wanted to know was, you know, did it matter if he took five whatever years off? Would his chin kind of somehow come back, right?
Yeah, right. I mean,
I was thinking, you know, because they say, like, oh, if you take, you know, X amount of time off, that's good. Like, your brain recovers, da 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 da, whatever.
Especially good after losing by knockout three fights in a row.
Exactly. That's what it was. So, it was three fights?
Yeah.
Okay.
He knocked the Rashad knockout of Chuck happened at UFC 88. Then he came back and he got TKO'd by Shogun. Then he came back and got knocked out by Rich Franklin. And then over the weekend, he got knocked out by Tito Ortiz. You know, that's something I thought in my life I would never say. I never thought I would say that Tito Ortiz knocked out Chuck Liddell.
Yeah.
I would, if you made me bet, I would bet that that would never be something I would think would happen.
Well, it's just fucking crazy, man. Like, I understand Chuck needed money, okay? I understand that, which is sad. Like, it sucks. This is fucking... It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing, right? Like, one of the all-time greats of our sport, one of the guys who helped, you know, catapult it to where it's at now, is in a place which, you know, you just said earlier, he does have, you know, kind of does live a rough life. But to think, like, he should have been retired and done. He can't be retired for more than fucking 4 or 5 years before it's like, oh, I need money again. You know? It's fucked, man. And I guarantee this isn't his last fight. He'll fight again.
You think so?
Yeah, sadly.
Man,
I think he needs the money. I really do.
I did see today Tito coming out in support of him saying, let's find Chuck a fight.
Yeah.
Like, man, are you just being a dick or are you being genuine?
Well, you know, I also think it's a thing like where Chuck or Tito wants to make it seem like Chuck isn't lesser than he is, you know, because it's gonna catapult him a little bit. Like, that's the thing, like, whoever you fight, you always gotta, the purpose is to bring them up, right? So you look better when you beat them.
Yeah.
So, you know, Tito being Tito, I think that's his mindset. I think he's a, you know, he's very into himself, so anything to make himself look better. Get Chuck a fight, get him an easy fight, Chuck wins that fight, boom, that raises Tito's stock, you know. Then he can go, I've beaten Chuck Liddell. I've beaten, you know, he can read off fucking whatever names he wants to read off.
Yeah, I think that's realistic. I think for Tito, I think this was really about he couldn't leave the opportunity to say he got one over on him.
Oh, of course.
Like, he couldn't leave that on the table. There's just no way.
Yeah.
And he seems to be pushing pretty heavy on this deal with De La Hoya. Like, he's talking about it, like, hey, if you want to fight for somebody, you should fight on this card. And it's like, dude, the guys on this card, some people that were fighting on this card apparently were making half of what they made in their last fights with a couple guys from the UFC. And it's like, why would someone go there to make less money? Like, yeah, that seems a little bit crazy.
I wonder if there's some, you know, behind the door or something. Maybe, you know, Tito might have some, you know, some stock.
Maybe.
That's the thing, you know.
And I saw today that Tito's talking about he wants to see what the pay-per-view numbers are pretty badly. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing he had a pretty big piece of the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, people were... I really saw quite a few people just watching streams. Like, and a lot of people bought it because it was only $40.
Yeah, I heard, like, they're estimating, like, up in the 200s.
So... 200,000 buys, $40 a piece. That's bad. Good. No, I mean, that's like old school money.
I think that's considered a success.
Well, for sure, right? I mean, when you think about, like, there are cards that had Mighty Mouse Johnson headlining that did roughly that many pay-per-view buys.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. But those cards were like $65.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know that's only $25, but $25 at 200,000, you know, it's a lot more money.
Well, I mean, you got to think of the, like, the card payout. It wasn't very much.
Well, I didn't see the payout numbers.
It was under half or a little over half a million
for the whole card.
Yeah.
oh my.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think, man, there's a lot of fighters that are not names. Like, the next highest paid under Chuck and Tito was Tom Lawler.
Kind of makes sense.
You know, 25,000. I mean, does it? What is he, 8-8?
Yeah, but when you think about the other people who were on the card, it's not well, like yeah, it was yeah, like full exactly. of...
Like, Gleason Tebow, he fought for 10-10, I think.
And, you know, and that's kind of sad, right? There's a guy who's been in the sport a long time. You would think he would make a little bit more money. I mean, Gleason Tebow, he's
like... Gleason Tebow, you know, he's interesting, too, because, I mean, how many fights did he have in the UFC? Like, over 20-something?
Dude, yeah, probably. But
he was,
probably.
Like, never a fucking... I don't recall him really being on any main cards. He was always, like, a prelim guy.
Yeah, well, it's because he was little... I'm guessing. I don't
huge.
I don't,
what are you talking about?
No, but
about?
I mean, he's like a, I mean, he was a 155-pound fighter.
Yeah.
And there was a time when that wasn't thought of as the most entertaining division. You
but
know?
Still, you know what I mean? Like, he was so, like, my point is, he was never that guy who got over that middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, that's true.
He was
that's
always,
true.
Always seemed like he was on, I was surprised. I was like, fuck, this motherfucker's still in the UFC? I thought he was yeah. cut years ago. Like, it always seemed like he was on the verge of being cut to me.
Dude, he fought for the UFC from November of 2006 until his last fight with the UFC was June 1st of 2018.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a years? Long time. Yeah. 12 years with That's the UFC. I mean, and he had a lot of success. I mean, he's only been on two losing streaks in the UFC mm-hmm. ever. One of them was two fights in a row, and then it was four fights in a row, and that's what got him cut, which makes sense, but they gave him a lot of shots.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when you consider, you know, when you consider some of the guys who were on that, who were on the card, you do have Efren Escudero, Wyle Watson was on the card. He's a decent fighter. Jay Silva was on the card. But other than that, it's Dave Terrell. Man,
yeah.
That guy, where has he been? You know, that's he's
going to tell you.
Exactly. So I don't know. It'll be interesting. Chuck Liddell's payout was $250,000, it says.
Yeah.
And Tito Ortiz was $200,000. Plus, they each get a percentage of pay-per-view. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, man, like, those guys were really in the peak of things when mm-hmm. you were getting lots of sponsorship money. And I feel like Tito's probably done a lot more with his money than Chuck has.
Oh, Tito's set. He's good.
He's a business-minded guy, yeah. And it doesn't seem like Chuck is that way. So,
no.
I don't know. But I guess the point is, the fight was actually super sad. Chuck Liddell looked like a shell of his former self. The
it
knockout,
was terrible.
The knockout was pretty devastating.
Well, it was bad, but, like, if you really look at it, like, that punch that Tito hit him with, it's not a knockout punch. Not a knockout head, like, your head hits the ground and, you know, your arm's stuck behind the cage. And
yeah.
It's sad. Like, I don't know, man. Just to see, like, Chuck's, like, face as he's throwing punches before he got caught, like, it was
he
fucking
scared,
terrifying.
Right?
He's going, oh, no, this is not how I, you know, yeah, like, it... You could tell, like, it was hit. Like, he was getting a realization, like, oh, fuck.
You know what I wonder?
Huh.
USADA? Like, obviously, it doesn't apply here because they're not there, but, you know.
I was going to say,
he was in the UFC heyday when people were experimenting.
I'm going to say he was in really good shape for this fight, though. I was going to say
he looked pretty good.
I was going to say he'd probably juiced for this fight, if anything.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. You're almost 15. You got a better body than when you're in your prime. Get the fuck out of here.
This made me go back. Actually, this fight made me go back and watch a couple of old Randy fights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, 42, 43. 44.
Yeah, you're looking at his body.
48 years old.
Yeah.
Really, Randy Couture?
Nah, it's
really
natural. It's natural.
Yeah, the natural.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
I mean, you guys make your own speculations as to why he has that name.
I'm just saying, man, it was interesting to watch his old fights. And he looked good in some of them, actually.
I know. You know what's weird is his son didn't get any of those genetics at all.
At all.
Like, because Ryan Couture, he just looks like dog shit. Like, I'm not saying I look any better, but I'll tell you what, if you get two both of us dog shit bodies in there, my body's more capable than his old man body.
Yeah, youth on your side.
Yeah, so Ryan Couture, don't be a bitch, you know? You know what's up, dog.
Do you ever think it's weird that Ryan Couture came on the scene like so late, like after his dad was kind of out of it, and nobody talked about him as a wrestler or a boxer or anything? Like, when did he really start getting into it?
Dude, I feel like there's some weird, like, kind of almost. I don't. You know what? I don't want to talk about it on air. Like, my theory. Because I might fight the guy, and I do want to be respectful. I mean, it's Randy Couture, and I got people who are connected to him, so I don't.
Sure.
I don't know. Well, I'm just saying. It is weird. It is weird. He just kind of did pop up. And be like, wait, Randy has a fucking son? Like, I don't know.
Man, you didn't hear about it much, and then he's there, and all of a sudden he's training to fight, and it's like, you would have thought that like they would have been like, oh, Randy Couture's son, wrestler, blah blah blah, DC's kid, little kid wrestling. He's coaching the wrestling team. You never heard anything about that. So I wonder, did he wrestle in high school? What did he do? It's really weird, man.
I wonder.
Really weird. Yeah. He probably has a Wikipedia page. We could look it up, but let's not do that. That would ruin some of this this lore that we've created.
I mean, in the end, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest, man. He's at the end of his career. He should be, right? And I would like to send him off with a proper fucking farewell, but I don't know if it's going to happen,
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
See what happens. See what they offer you.
See what the fuck I get offered, huh?
Yeah.
We'll find out this weekend.
Jake's over here eating healthy, getting his...
Not really.
What are your... No, well, you are. You just posted today.
I know, but I mean, like, that just... Yeah,
that
like,
just started.
Because I had brownies. Because I haven't ate it for 2 days.
Yeah.
Right? I was telling you that. I said that on Twitter. I don't know why. I felt the need to eat. Like,
sure.
So I didn't eat. And then when I did decide to finally get hungry, I was like, I got some brownies here. I haven't ate all day, so I fucking made a box of brownies. Ate about half of it. But other than that, man, I still haven't really been eating, so...
Well, it's a good thing you got your new sponsor and your new meals.
Yeah, man, Fit Foods, man. They're hooking me up.
Yeah, there you go.
They got everything dialed in and...
You'll be eating healthy.
Yeah, hopefully I don't have to cut down to 55, but if I do, I'll be prepared.
The video you posted, man, the food looks pretty fucking good, actually. I was like, man, I would eat that shit. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Legit. Those tacos look legit.
Yeah. Honestly, the thing I was really shocked by is their breakfast, because like, they'll have like this... So one of the things is like a bison patty and a over easy egg, right? And you get it because it's already pre-made. It's already cold, so you got to put it in the microwave. My thing is, I'm thinking like, oh, this fucking egg's gonna be
dry. It's
gonna
be gross,
right?
Yeah.
No, that motherfucker was still yolky. It was crazy.
It was perfect.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? If you just follow the directions, you do exactly how long, man. That was fucking spot on.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, so in the midst of this whole Tito and Chuck sad ass debacle.
Yeah.
There was another announcement of a fight that I thought was really interesting. I found it kind of curious. The UFC announces that they're going to have Israel Adesanya return to fight one Anderson the Spider Silva. Yeah. And I'm like, so you all just got super bummed out watching Tito knock out Chuck.
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be like when Israel Adesanya destroys Anderson Silva? Like, I get it. Anderson Silva, different monster. Mm-hmm. One of the best ever. Mm-hmm. Probably still in pretty good shape. Can probably hang with some people. Like, I'm sure. But, man, like Adesanya is such a better fighter at his age than Anderson was. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of skill. And he's got youth on his side. He's not coming off a giant layoff.
Yeah.
He's not 42 years old. Like, man, I don't want to, like, I'm like number one fan Stylebender. I love him. He's great.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about it. We both think he's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him fight Anderson Silva.
No, man, it's going to be a fucking, okay. So the UFC straight up went like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, Golden Boy, check out this bullshit. Let us one up you with one sad story after the other. And, like, didn't they sign Anderson Silva to some, like, ridiculous fucking
fight deal? Basically, he has a lifetime contract, essentially, right?
So stupid. But anyway, so, it's, you know what's fucked up about our sport is they treat the fucking, our legends, our stars, our fucking heroes like shit. Like, go back to Sakuraba, right? Did everything he fucking possible for pride for them. He did whatever they wanted. Oh, you want me to fight this fucking 400-pound guy? Sure. And, you know, that it just started from there. You know, it's they don't respect. They don't care. It's like, all right, well, time to put you out to pasture, right? Let's kill you off.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, look at it. He got so many beings. But
this is nothing new in the world of fighting.
But that's what I'm saying.
This has been happening since forever. As long as there has been prize fighting, there have been old guys who come back to try to make money, use their name, and then
a good promoter puts them in
against a young bull, and that's what happens. I mean, that's
go back to the Tyson fucking Holmes, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been even before that. I mean, in the 1800s, that was happening.
No, for sure.
That's not a joke.
Yeah, that's what I was just... tying it together because MMA is not as long.
Yeah,
so
for Sakuraba
would be.
Yeah, no, that makes
sense. I think that's one of the saddest cases because that guy got he got way mishandled.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Anderson Silva is great, whatever, but his reaction's not there. His chin's not there. This is not it. I saw someone's like, oh, don't try to knock this up to Tito Chuck because this is a passing of the torch. And no, it is not a passing of the torch. The torch has already been passed. The torch was passed the moment Anderson Silva got knocked out by Chris Weidman. That was the end of his career.
Yep.
Yes, I mean, he's had some all right moments still. He's, you know, showed he kind of has some things left, but man, this is not cool.
No, it's not. And then, so here's the thing that bums me out the most. Anderson Silva, like, they put him in there against Daniel Cormier at one point.
Yeah. And but, like, you know, that was kind of on his own because, you know, short notice.
Yeah, I get it. But, like, you go in there and you get, you know, you get worked by Cormier. Then you go in and you have a unanimous decision against Derek Brunson, who you should probably finish in the first round if you're Anderson Silva. Like, old Anderson Silva?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Like, so it would be what Adesanya did to him?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you can barely handle Derek Brunson. You know, he lost to Michael Bisping, man. Like you're,
that was a fluky one.
That was a weird one, but still, I'm just saying, like his last, you know,
he got
his
dropped.
Last five
he
or six
dropped.
Have not been spectacular. I mean, the last fight that he really looked good in, like looked good, was when he fought Stephen Bonner.
Yeah.
And that was like in 2012, and that's fucking Stephen Bonner, who at the time was already done, way done.
Well, at the time, I remember there was some hype though. He wasn't completely done because he just came off of he just had one of his best performances, and then everyone was like, oh, but Stephen Bonner's never been finished, and da da da. And everyone thought it was going to be a lot better than it was.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be good at all, but
I did. You know. I thought I was like, you know, he has some size, maybe he'll learn from, you know. I tried to grab him, whatever. Because he was ripped. He was on all the juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because he got popped, but.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. He was swole.
Yeah. He loved every moment.
Did you see recently the video of him with his DUI?
No, I didn't see the video, but I've
heard. Oh, my God.
I read the reports on him.
It was not good.
Really?
Yeah.
What was going on?
He was completely incoherent. He, like, the fact that he even got into and started a vehicle is kind of amazing.
Wow.
Like, where he found keys, how he made it there, it's pretty unbelievable. Like, he was pretty fucked up, man. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, sad.
I hate to see that. You know?
I know his boys with the New York bad boy, fucking Phil Baroni. Or is it bad boy or badass? Badass.
Yeah, badass.
That's so stupid.
The poet Philip Baroni.
Oh, that fucking guy.
You ever follow him on Twitter?
No, I've actually chatted with him.
Give him
Instagram.
A follow on Twitter. Good Twitter follow.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check it out. But yeah, I talked to him on Instagram about training. He was gonna come. He's gonna come down or up here to train with, because he's buddies with Chell, to train with me and Chell. But you know, never happened.
Well, he's kind of an athletic freak when you consider how he spends a lot of his time outside the cage. I mean, there's always been talk about him also being kind of a party animal back in the heyday.
Oh yeah,
back in the Hammer House days, really? Like, he was kind of a wild man, partier. Like, still smoking cigarettes while fighting.
What?
For yeah, man. Like,
no way.
Uh-huh. You know who else smokes?
Huh.
Joe Schilling.
Oh, yeah. I already knew that. Everyone knows
But to me, like, you're like...
yeah. I heard Rampage.
Yeah,
smokes.
Rampage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know who apparently smokes like a chimney now?
Huh.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, yeah.
Chain smokes, they say.
I heard that. Yeah. Actually, you know who else smokes? Fucking, Daniel Strauss.
Really?
Yeah, man. He was on Joe Rogan's thing with Joe Schilling, and they both started smoking.
That's so weird.
I don't get it. Like,
how
why?
Are you professional athletes? I don't know. Like, why are you doing that to yourself?
Like, I guess I get, like, you know, people who smoke weed or whatever, but even that, like...
But it's not like you smoke, like it's not the same thing.
Yeah, well, unless you're fucking it. Nick or Nate Diaz.
Yeah, that's a little different.
They're fucking, especially Nick, man. Every fucking post it's him smoking. It's like, dude, how? Like, it's gotta hurt.
Right.
Fuck.
And how do those two have, like, such good cardio?
I don't know, man. Maybe fucking people are weird.
Maybe they do more edibles than they do smoking.
No, I've only seen them be smoking.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah. A little edibles, bit interesting.
Though. Edibles, that's... Whew.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience for edibles anymore. But so I gave that life up.
I don't have the ability not to be terrified and uncomfortable and just feeling horrible. I can't do that.
Yeah, man.
I got duped into an edible and it was like... It was terrible because, like, I don't smoke weed at all. Like, that's not, like, I just can't,
you get
I can't
duped,
do it.
Someone fucking dosed you?
No, not exactly. But it was a weird scenario. Like, here, eat a little of this. And I, like, ate, like, a tiny bit. And they're like, oh, no, you got to eat a little more than that. And, like, basically, like, this is nothing. But it was, like, half of a 45 milligram square of chocolate. And, like, I don't do any weed. Yeah, I don't smoke any weed. Like,
that's going to hit you hard.
Nothing. And so you're like, oh, quick, here, take this, you know, take this 20 milligrams. Yeah. And, like, you know, I'm, like, sitting there trying to eat as this wave of terror comes over me. I'm like, God damn it. I fucking hate this. This is the worst. I didn't want to finish my food. I was so upset. It was awful. We're going to a concert. I had to sit down for like the first hour of the show. I could barely fucking stand up. Like, that's, man, this terrible. Sucks.
Yeah.
It was. In the end, it was fine. It wore off. I felt fine. You know, I had a good time after it all went away. But, like, man.
When it hits that peak, you're like, fuck.
When people talk about they do like 100 milligram edible, all I'm thinking is, like, How do you not think you're dying and go to the hospital? Like, I don't get it.
Sir,
or like Joey Diaz, like, this guy will eat like 1,000 milligrams of weed. How is that even humanly possible? Like, that you don't just lose your mind. That's insane.
You just gotta fucking chase that dragon, bro.
I guess.
If you're going deep, you're going deep, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, play a little bit of that roulette.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
I guess, man. I don't get it. But, you know, speaking of people who like to chase the weed dragon.
Yeah.
This week, your boy, John Jones, was out there really putting it all public.
Yeah, man. That was weird. Weird interviews he was doing.
He did ESPN's First Take.
Yeah.
And then what other one did he do?
He did Ariel Helwani's.
Oh, he did Ariel's MMA show.
Yeah, but so, like, I can't remember if it was on First Take or on Helwani's, but they asked him, you know, you sober now? You still sober? Da da da. He's like, I wouldn't call myself sober. I mean, you know, I drink on occasion, you know, on the weekend or whatever. He's like, and then there's kind of like a pause, and he's like, you know, I still smoke pot and da 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 da. And then, like, whoever the interviewer was, they're off camera. They go, is everything all right? Are you okay? And he's like, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like, yeah. Yeah, like, it's just kinda, it's just kind of like one of those, like, wait, what are you, is this your, like, screaming for help moment? Like, I don't know, I kind of saw it as like one of those, like, things aren't okay, but, you know, they are, they're, I'm making it, you know. I don't know, I want to say I felt bad for him, but I was kind of like, dude, what?
I don't feel bad for him. You know what I think? What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I don't care if you drink or smoke weed. Doesn't even matter to me. But you have let those two things literally impact your career in such negative ways already.
Yeah.
Like, you had the DUI with the, where you total your Bentley, you had the hit and run, you know what I mean? Like, you've had multiple suspensions, one for cocaine. Like, you come out and say that, the USADA has, proven you to be innocent, you have to trust the science, when in fact the science shows the opposite. They tested multiple batches of this thing you say were tainted, and then they weren't. So that would only lead you to believe that you intentionally ingested this product. I mean, even if you didn't, even if it was a different supplement, like, USADA did not clear your name. Agreeing to be a snitch cleared your name. That was all available. We could all read that. We could all read that article. Like, we know what it says. We're not stupid, you know? Like, all you have to do is read the report and it'll tell you what's happening. But yep. Here you are, John Jones, a guy who has thrown away so much because of partying or, you know, doping or whatever he's doing. You know, you have Chael saying he's hit, you know, John Jones is hit under a cage from drug testers. Was he hiding because he had been partying? Was he hiding because he was shooting steroids? Who the fuck knows? But either way, these things have impacted John Jones's career to a point where people talk about him as though he's the like lost talent. Yeah. He still had a really good career, all things considered. Mm-hmm. And before you come back after a super long suspension and you're about to get your title back, if you can beat Alexander Gustafsson, you still have that one little thing you can hold over DC's head that you've beat him a couple times. Yeah. And you still have that. And yet here you are. Going on an interview, a public interview, and saying, "Oh yeah, well, I'm not sober. I still drink, and you know, I smoke weed." Why in the world would you even say that? Where's the disconnect?
He was trying to say something like, you know, I'm in a point where I'm just gonna be who I am, or something. Like, he's trying to play the whole like, this is just who I am now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I don't know.
This is just who I am now, and I bet you he thinks to himself, a mature adult can drink a little and maybe smoke a little weed and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And yes, that's true. But John Jones, you are not a mature adult.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thinks that about you.
Yeah.
Like, who thinks he's a mature adult?
I don't know, man. It's, you know, but I just think it's interesting that like his whole point is that you got to believe the science. Cause you know, one of his things was saying like, oh, one of the USADA testers said it's like throwing a teaspoon of salt in an Olympic sized swimming pool. Like, that's how much trace amounts was in my body. So it couldn't have done anything. So like, I don't know if he's insinuating that someone like fucking, you know, slipped him something, like
fucking sneezed on his water and got him contaminated.
I guess. Who knows, man? I don't know. I mean, it is what it is.
That's like the LaCroix of of doping. You're let me just sneeze some steroids on your water.
he took microdosing to a fucking whole new level.
Yeah.
No,
here's what happened is you fucked up.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Yeah. Like, it's too
fucking, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know.
Too much of a coincidence?
Coincidence. That's what I was
looking for. Yeah.
It's too much of a coincidence. Like, you can't. Like, I don't know, man. He can try and justify it out because I'm always been a winner. I've always just been a winner, so people got to think I got to do this.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Maybe, or maybe it's just all the stories in your track record. Who knows? Mm-hmm.
You know what I keep thinking is I really wish I had seen the betting line prior to these interviews for his fight and the betting line after.
Yeah,
because I'll tell you what, I guarantee you, after that interview came out, a lot of money went in on Alexander Gustafsson.
Think so.
Hell yeah, man. Well, like John Jones just basically just admits that he's still out partying. So,
but I think I think that's just part of what he does. Like,
think about the OSP fight, man. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, is he not taking Alexander Gustafsson seriously?
The OSP fight was a fight that he supposedly was strict. He was trying to look at his body.
Who knows?
And then supposedly, you know, that could be detrimental to someone. That's the thing with fighting, man. It's fucking, everyone is different. There is no formula for everyone. What works for me is not going to work for anyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's certain fighters who are like, no matter how strength and how disciplined I am, da-da-da-da-da, you know, it can be hiccups. Like, that could, you know, maybe his way of being able to fight so free is, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Like, that's my thing. But when I'm doing everything right and I'm training all this hard, that can add pressure just because, I'm expected to win now. Like, I have to win because I did all this work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, fighting is so mental that people don't understand. Like, whatever it is mentally he has to do to get himself ready to fight, it obviously is working, right? He hasn't lost anyone.
Yeah, sure. But let's look at the situation and say, okay, he's doing everything that he's supposed to be doing and it works for him. Everything's going well in camp.
Yeah.
He still shouldn't be on TV talking about he smokes weed and drinks.
It wasn't the best PR move.
I don't
move.
Care what he's actually doing, but what you're saying in the public eye is just as important.
Yeah,
you know
it
what
shows
I mean?
You haven't changed.
Yeah, exactly. It, yeah. It, makes you look like an asshole.
Yeah.
And most people already think John Jones is kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, and to top it off, if you go back and look at his last fight, he actually didn't look that good in that fight until he knocked DC out. Yeah, prior to that, he's losing that fight.
Yep.
And so Alexander Gustafsson is probably watching that fight on repeat, like, I'm not going to dip my head, yeah. even though we've seen Alexander Gustafsson break from clinches and leave his head down, like, yeah. more than once. But who knows, man? He's got a hell of a chin on him. Yeah, and man. Alexander Gustafsson's not 40 years old like DC.
No, I think Gustafsson's footwork and speed is going to be the difference.
Yeah, well,
I said it earlier, said it on many podcasts before, but that's my prediction. I don't think it has anything to do with Jones's training, anything that has to do with his life. I don't know. I don't care. He could be fucking training like Drago right now. I think this is Gustafsson's time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do.
I hope so. I mean, I think that would do a lot for that division, and I think it would do a lot for the sport. People would be really excited, yeah. you know, yeah. it would get people hype again. Yeah. And the rematch would sell like hotcakes. People would be into that.
Yeah, dude, it could be just like fucking Frazier Ali almost, but like Gustafsson fucking Jones.
Yeah.
Almost in a sense.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still interesting that we have a lot of parallels we can draw. This week on all the things we're talking about, like you have John Jones who parties like a maniac. You have Chuck Liddell who parties like a maniac.
Yeah.
Also, you did have John Jones saying, well, no, I'm not going to take anything Chuck Liddell says about fighting me seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
As if he was taking them seriously before.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that was like, stupid.
Yeah, no, it was super stupid. Even Chuck Liddell in his prime. Come on, man. You don't want to fight John Jones.
Nah, that's not working out for you.
No. You're, you know, it's like, it's funny the eras of fighting when you think about like, when UFC first started, it was basically mm-hmm. a platform for Gracie Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
You know, they put the whole thing together, and then you have like the rise of the American wrestler. Mm-hmm. Then you have the guys like Chuck Liddell, the sprawl and brawl guys. Like that was a legitimate style of fighting at one point. Sprawl and brawl.
Yeah.
How far has this sport come? Like we don't even talk about, you know, we talk about fighters who go, okay, well, this guy's a kickboxer. However, he's been training in, you know, mixed martial arts for 10 years. Like mm-hmm. it's not like he's just a kickboxer. Back then, like you weren't thinking about Chuck Liddell as, I wonder how good Chuck Liddell's ground game is. There's nobody out there going, Chuck Liddell has a real sneaky ground game.
Yeah, yeah, right.
that wasn't the word, you know. Matt Hughes, yes. Chuck Liddell, no.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I like to, you know, size myself up. Like, I feel like if I were to fight, if I'm me fighting now and I was fighting, say, like Matt Hughes, welterweight, you know, champion era. Like right mm-hmm. when he became, I think I'd be fucking top five, if not, you know,
top you'd be three a top five welterweight. Yeah.
I think or not even welterweight, just, you know, even 55, whatever weight. It doesn't matter. Even 85. I'd beat up everybody.
Everybody.
I think I'd beat everyone. Yeah. Even Matt Hughes, I think I'd fuck up. Honestly, I, you know, maybe that's a little cocky. I don't know. But I look at like some of the stuff, I'm like, oh, this is so basic, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm almost envious. I'm like, fuck, man. Why wasn't I born just a little bit earlier?
A little bit earlier.
And I could have got into the sport then, because I would be fucking killing it right now. You know? Like right now, the guys I'm fighting, it's like, fuck, everyone's doing everything. You know, you don't have a specialist. And like, oh, okay, this guy's just a wrestler. Just stop his takedown. Oh, this guy, he's just, you know what I mean? No, it's
I like to think Matt Hughes was a little more than just a wrestler. But
well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying.
What, he's in a box?
Well, I'm not saying his boxing is great. That's for sure.
Okay, so what do you have to worry about?
He did good jiu-jitsu.
Oh, so go back to his wrestling? You got to worry about him taking you down?
Good point.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
But savage takedowns.
I'm sure. I'm not, you know, I bet he's strong as fuck. I'm not even saying he wouldn't take me down. But my point is, it's just now when you're fighting a guy, it's not, he's a kickboxer. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, this guy, look at this guy's legs. He's fucking throwing them everywhere. See those? Oh, yeah, he uses his elbows too, his knees. Yeah, and he's also a black belt in jiu-jitsu. You're like, fuck, man. Like, why? Hey, let's just agree on something. Like, you're a jiu-jitsu guy this fight. I'm going to be the striker. We'll figure it out from there. Let's do it. Can we just keep it classic? Can we just, you know?
Striker versus grappler. That's all we really need.
Flip a coin every time. Like, hey, today you can be the striker. I'll be just the grappler, and we'll see. You know,
we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
You could just go enter a wrestling tournament.
Yeah, I ain't getting paid. Like, they're not gonna pay you. You got to pay to do that. So, fuck.
Yeah, we need a new format in wrestling tournaments.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe like how they do like some of the jiu-jitsu tournaments where you enter and you pay $200 and then the prize pool, then you win the money or whatever. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, if you're just a wrestler.
Yeah, just for fun. I just mean in general. I'm sure there's plenty of fighters who would like to do that.
Oh, yeah. There is, just not me.
You're done with wrestling.
I don't want any part
That's
of
in
that.
Your past. Fuck
yeah.
that.
You know.
Yeah. You know.
I grapple when I have to.
You know, Matt Hughes is also one of the fighters who got one of those kind of sad matchups when he got to beat someone up. When he got to fight Hoist Gracie, that was super sad.
Oh, yeah.
That was in San Jose. That was at the San Jose Arena.
Yeah.
And I remember there are billboards everywhere for that fight. Like, people were so hype about it. It was just completely bizarre to me. Completely bizarre.
He's never lost in the UFC cage. Like, yeah. I thought going into it, I was like, oh, Hoist Gracie's undefeated. He's never lost in a dealer. I'm like, oh, wait, he lost to this fucking guy?
Oh, no.
And he lost to this guy?
He's lost.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, there was this kind of great little interview before, and they're talking about it, and Hoist Gracie says, "This is my house. I built it." And everybody's like, "Oh man, like, so you're just like," it was kind of corny, but at the time, like, you were sold just on that, on him saying that.
His little deflated body comes out.
Uh-huh.
And then but you know what's even funny is he wanted to admit, like, he goes, "It was not his wrestling that beat me. It was Gracie Jiu-Jitsu that let me down," or something, like, you know,
whatever.
Like, with Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, it's like, all right.
Matt Hughes, if you hear Matt Hughes talk about it, he's like, man, I could hear his arm crunching and cracking and popping.
Yeah.
Like, because he had him in, had him in a Kimura. He had,
Americana.
He had, I mean, and then
Crucifix.
Crucifix, had him mounted, just destroying him.
Yeah.
Destroying him.
Nothing on the ground.
Not even a competitive fight.
No.
Ah, it was so sad.
Man, it was ridiculous.
I don't understand those Gracies that won't tap, man.
It's a prideful thing. I get it.
Like the rematch with Hoyler and Eddie Bravo.
Yeah.
Man, Eddie Bravo had him in some fucking spots in interviews. Eddie Bravo's like, yeah, man, I was telling him in his ear, man, are you sure you don't want to tap, bro? I could hear this thing popping. Like, you know, like, nope.
It's a pride thing, man.
Dude, I get it, man, but, like, you only have one body. I get being choked out. I get
the
it.
The choking,
like,
I get.
Let yourself get
Which
choked out.
Which is weird
out.
Because didn't he tap to a triangle?
In the first one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but you're willing back then, you know, to tap to a choke, but this time you're like, go ahead and tear my knee up, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Who cares? I mean, like, your knees are so precious too, man.
Exactly.
They're so easily destroyed. Like, my nephew tore his ACL recently, and he showed me the video of it happening, and he just, like, he's playing defensive end, and in a drill where he's trying to get on the outside of a guy, they're locked up together, and he just takes, like, a hop step, and he plants his foot, and it just goes, it's done. Like, just a simple, like, little hop step, and it's done. It wasn't even, like, it wasn't bad. It didn't look gross.
Yeah, like, that's the thing with ACLs, man, right? Like, fucking look at Jimmy G. Like, he wasn't even that he got hit. It was that he was trying to do a cut and snapped.
Yeah, just like that.
Dalvin Cook last year, you know, he's running down the field in an open field. Ah! And his fucking, you know, it just gave out on him.
Uh-huh.
So, fucking, yeah.
Happens all the time. So... So your knees are so precious, man. Like I just don't get it.
That's,
you know?
Like, that's a career ender too, man. Some people don't come back from that.
Well, like, you know the thing about, like, if you get armbarred and it hurts, like, okay, it hurts, but you still have, like, a little ways to go before it's some serious shit.
Yeah.
But if someone gets you in, like, a knee bar and it hurts, it's too late.
Yeah.
Like, it's over. Like, you feel pain, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh, man, those guys are nuts.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Well, I mean, I'm going to tap out. That's just me. But
you think the Saps would tap?
Well,
nope.
No way.
These colors don't run.
That's right. The Saps would not tap. I feel like we could adjust our pitch for the Saps, like, weekly.
Yeah.
I really feel like if one of us, if we could come up with a legitimate pitch that isn't, like, live studio audience who can't laugh. Like, if we come up with like a legitimate pitch, like we take the best of those ideas, and one of us can somehow get in contact with the one of them, we could really get this ball rolling.
I'm
man.
Really into the Sonnens of Anarchy.
Sonnens of Anarchy could be great. Could be great.
The Sonnens of Anarchy.
Yeah, it could. It could so definitely be.
Shout
great.
Out to Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that could be something spectacular.
Yeah, I was going to tell Chell about it tonight, but he got like the old man disease tonight, so.
He got old man disease.
Yeah, it's like shingles or some shit.
Oh, he got shingles?
That's the rumor.
Sucks.
Yeah, supposedly he has shingles.
Shingles are very painful.
Isn't that like a chicken pox thing?
It's like adult chicken pox.
See, I've never had chicken
pox.
It's
not good.
So that motherfucker needs to stay away from me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, shingles is fucked up. Like, my buddy Andrew had it, and he was like, yeah, man. Like, he had it all on his back.
Yeah, I heard
and
he was
like,
burns.
He was like, I couldn't even put a sheet over me on my bed. He was like, I couldn't let anything touch me. It's like, I just laid in one spot until it started to feel better.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad I don't have that shit.
Right? And, yeah, so.
And this is why you vaccinate your kids, right? You don't want those chicken pox.
Well, have you seen
there's like a big increase on all these kids who are like in their late teens getting chicken pox because their parents were anti-vaxxers? Yeah, man.
Oh my God.
And they have super fucking painful, awful chicken pox. Yeah. Like shit that people would have fucking traded children for. Like, take my second born if the rest of these kids don't get chicken pox.
Yeah, motherfuckers used to die from that shit.
All the fucking time, dude. Crazy. And people are like, it's okay.
We can't vaccinate. Vaccinating's bad.
Fucking lunatics.
Yeah.
Science works, dude. Don't be fucking stupid. Vaccinate your kid.
Weird shit happens. We get it, right?
Yeah.
There's some kids who have fucking peanut allergies, right? Or we're not going to ban out fucking peanuts? No.
Sometimes, apparently, if there's a fucking person with a peanut allergy on a plane, you can't fucking eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Fuck you. You're not going to get an allergy from some air particle of meat. You know, if I pack a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and I get on a plane and you tell me not to eat it, I'm going to tell you to refund my fucking ticket in full or I'm eating this sandwich. You can choke on a bag of peanuts. Like, people are allergic to shit. I get it. Like, my wife is allergic to fucking dogs, but these people can bring dogs on planes.
Yeah.
What happens if she's like, well, I'm allergic to dogs. You got to get that fucking dog off of here.
Yeah, get that mud out.
They're not going to do that.
No, that's true.
Peanuts. Give me a goddamn break.
Fucking break.
Get an EpiPen.
You pussy.
Exactly.
Fucking die like a real man.
There you go.
Dying of peanuts. You don't even deserve to be around. Like, if it wasn't for our technology and our fucking science back in the day, guess what? You're the weak link. Goodbye.
That's right. You know what we need to do? Here's a show idea.
Kill everyone with allergies?
No. Like a reality TV show where it's like a Russian roulette with like
with allergies.
With, yeah, basically. you get 30 people who are allergic to peanuts and you make like 20 sandwiches and one of them has a peanut in it.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
There you go. And then they gotta fight it out, deathmatch style.
Yeah. You gotta fight for the EpiPen.
Yes. Yeah,
there could only be one.
It'll be like that, and so it'll be like MTV's The Challenge, and like and like American Gladiators is like up at the top of one of those big giant foam mountains. There's a guy shooting fucking tennis balls at you, and at the top is the EpiPen.
It's fucking Warren and Bob Sapp.
It's, you know what it is. That's a whole episode of the Sapps.
Yeah.
So if. Fox, NBC, you know, whatever, Paramount Network. Let me know. Paramount or DAZN. We could be on DAZN.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'd be into that.
Fucking Saps.
The Saps up there, just like Nitro from American Gladiators. Shooting you and shit. That would be the best.
That'd be great.
That would be incredible.
Yeah,
EpiPen up there, you're just trying to live.
You got Warren Sapp doing a pass rush on you. You got to get out of there to get to your fucking pen before he tackles you.
The closer you get, he just gets ready. He comes out from behind, throws his helmet on.
Good times.
So good. Well, shit. I think that
wraps it up, man. That's how we ended, is with the Saps episode.
Yeah, this one was short and sweet. We kept it right in at an hour. So.
Oh, sweet.
So this is perfect for your commute. And make sure you follow us on social media. We're just as funny on there as we are on here. Not really, but you know.
I'm not funny at all. I'm actually depressing. Don't follow
me. You are a little depressing, but your Instagram's like good, like when you're posting.
Yeah, I can't post, you know, pictures of myself fucking crying. What am I supposed to do, man? I got an image to uphold. Twitter, it's free game. Yeah. It's just words.
Can't post pictures of yourself buying guy liner.
Yeah, exactly. I can't do that. The fuck?
Well, follow Jake at Uber Smitty on all social media. You can follow me on Twitter at David Golden MMA, and we'll talk to y'all next week. The Saps.
The Saps.